What's going on, Earners? Welcome to EYL University, the number one place for business education. Shadi, tell them what we're bringing.
Yes, EYL University already has over 100 past webinars from all areas of business. It includes weekly webinars from industry leaders. It includes access to our investment Facebook group, movie club, our book club. It also includes access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. But what has been added has access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, over 14 hours, everything you need to know as far as the home buying process is concerned. And also what has been added is access to our monthly group chat call. Right. So once a month, me, Troy, and the whole team is going to let you in on our personal plays, our portfolio, what we're doing, and more. So all of that, we are running for a special promo code of 70% off for a limited time only. So head to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage.
You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We'll see you on the other side.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice. Make sure you have your notepads ready, but more importantly, make sure you're ready to execute on the information.
I think the best thing to do is to have a goal, right? Like buying a house, to me, I'm living in this house and it's a two-family house. So that pays half my mortgage, you know, and my mortgage is less than what my rent would be for something this size, 3 bedrooms, you know, 2.5 bathrooms, a full backyard, brownstone. And so I think what you have to do is think of what a smart investment is to you. And if you're living here, you would have been paying rent somewhere else. And so to me, that's money you would have been spending anyway. And so the two family house or a three family house, if I would have had a three family house, it would have probably paid the home mortgage. It was just coming up with that down payment. And so that's why I'm a big fan of having a goal of financially. Every month I have a goal of how much I want in my account for the next move I'm about to make. So I go really hard to reach it and I've been doing really good at that. And so it helps me not, because I used to be such a spend. I used to love to shop. Like I would be at the mall literally every week. You know, what can I buy? What can I get? But when you have goals like that, it makes you realize how unimportant that can be. And not that you can't treat yourself, but it'll be like, okay, I hit this goal. I made this money. I have an extra $1,500. What am I going to do with it? You know, let me do something nice for myself. But I really do things like I'm really big on using points. I use my Amex cards for everything. And like, even with the new, I have a new house in Brooklyn that I'm renovating. I'm putting everything on my Amex card so I can get those points. And then I'll be buying furniture with the points that I got from using my Amex card. You know, when I travel, I always fly on Delta because I have so many free flights now that I can use. And I get upgraded all the time because of my status on there. So I just try to do things that I know make sense for me.
That's something that's extremely important. Shout out to him, 500.
He's going to say that. A wise man told us that.
You know, he has like Fendi and all this stuff, but he was like, he's not buying all this designer stuff. He spends $100,000 a month on Facebook ads and on his Amex cards, and he gets like $7,000 reward points back. So at $7,000 reward points, he just goes to Neiman Markets and just goes crazy.
I bought my first Louis bag and my first Chanel bag with points on my Amex card.
Man, let's not skip over the ad spend, though. That's a gem in itself.
Well, it is. That, well, we got to save that one, Ian. That's a different one. But Angela, that's something that's extremely important as far as house hacking. I don't want people to breeze over that because shout out to MG, the mortgage guy. We talked to him and he always talks about house hacking. House hacking is like when you live, like what she's doing. She's a two-family home. You live on one unit, you rent out the other unit or three-family or four-family, whatever. So I think it says a lot when somebody, she's famous and she's humble enough to living in a two-family home, renting out the other part because she understands that it makes economic sense. A lot of us, like some people, are struggling day to day, and they got too much pride
to sacrifice
to live with somebody else. Right.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying. So it's like I don't want that to get missed in this conversation.
Yeah. And
like,
let alone you couldn't walk in the property before she had it.
Yeah,
right. I didn't even see it.
No, that's a lot to think about. If you really think about it, like I said, because she's not like she has to do that. But she understands the importance of it. And it's like, why not?
Can we talk about balance? Me and Rashad, we go back and forth all the time about balance. He likes to have life unbalanced, just how he operates. I like to have balance. I'm listening to you. You're waking up at 4 a.m. Most people can't do that. That's dedication, right? You Hall of Fame radio career, right? You have the real estate portfolio. You got the juice bars. You just said you got the coffee shop. People forget that you actually have a very successful podcast, right? Lip Service. By the way, we came to your live show.
We did come to the live
show. Excellent. We were in audience.
Thank you.
My gosh.
Great show. Dave East was there. 85 South. Our brothers were there.
Yeah, yeah.
What does balance look like for you?
And the last thing I want to say is I did open a store in Detroit also, a hair store, a private label. And I can't forget that. I just opened that in January.
So congrats on that. Everybody on 7 Mile, go support.
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, thank you. It's on 8 Mile in DeQuinder, baby. Come see us.
Heavy in Detroit.
Yeah, listen. So how
do you manage this all?
So balance for me is, like, look, I've been working all day today. I know I have things that I have to do, but what I try to do is I always try to have one day out of the week during the week that I don't have a lot to do. So on that one day, I might have like a couple of really light things, and that's when I handle stuff I need to handle for myself. And then on the weekend, I try to make sure one of those 2 days is not super busy for me also, because it is important to take a break. Like, I try to make sure I get enough sleep. If I know I've been up working, I make sure like I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock on, you know, Thursday night. Because I plan it. Like, I plan everything. My schedule is just super rigid and organized, like down to the minute. And so, you know, that's it. And then a lot of times I try to mix business with pleasure, as far as if I know I have some things to do, and, you know, before there was a pandemic, but if I know I had somewhere to be, I'll invite some of my friends to come with me because I know they'll have a good time. For me, it might be work, but for a lot of them, it's fun. And so that makes work fun for me when I have people that are fun around me.
Yeah, you have it.
Sounds like our friends.
What's the biggest goal that you're trying to achieve over the next 5 years? So, and how can we help?
You said what?
What's the biggest goal you're trying to achieve over the next 5 years, and how can we help?
So my biggest goal is for these businesses that I've started, I want them to be, right now I'm in an investment stage of everything, I feel like, you know, except for the juice bar, which has been open for a few years now. But like with the hair store, I need that to, you know, start making money. And I mean, it makes money now, but I need to get the return on my investment. For the coffee company, the goal for the coffee company is for me to be able to be in stores. And I have all these meetings with different supermarket chains coming up for that and for the pressed juice company. And so I want to make sure that those businesses are, you know, huge, multi-million dollar, $100 million businesses. And that's the goal for those. And then I'm going to franchise the coffee shops. And so I'm building it out so that it'll be franchisable so that other people can open their own. And we're doing a whole education program when it comes to coffee, because there's a lot in the coffee business that people don't know about. And every business that I do, I try to make sure that I'm always educating myself on it and taking classes and like learning everything so that I become somewhat of an expert on it. Because I think it's the worst thing if you open a business and don't know anything about the business that you open.
That's a gem. That is a gem, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to take a question?
Or... Can we?
Yeah, it's a couple of small audio.
How are we doing with time, man? I know you got to get up early. You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Can we try like an Ask You segment?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
I think she's familiar with that.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Drew Grimes.
We're not getting relationship advice.
No relationship advice. So.
Please be respectful.
Drew, unmute yourself. You've been unmuted. What's going on?
How's it going, y'all? My question is actually for you guys. It was about opening up a Roth. So I just had my brother open up a Roth, but when I was looking up Roth accounts on Investopedia, it was saying that it has to be earn income, and he doesn't work a job and he never has. So like, is he able to open up that Roth account?
How old is he?
He's 19.
I mean, yeah, they're not really going to check it like that. It's really for the minors. I mean, but yeah, it's supposed to be like, I mean, but how is he going to put money in if he doesn't work? You're going to put money in for him?
Well, he has a bank. He has like a savings account with some money that he's made throughout his life. And we were just going to move that money into his Roth.
Yeah. I mean, to give you, because the bigger we get, a lot of people, the technical police are coming down on us at an alarming rate. I put a post to Caesar and they're like, that's tax fraud. He's going to put you in jail. So pay your taxes. Yes. It has to be earned income that you receive. So I'm going to give you the technical answer on this. Tell him that once he starts working, then he can start putting money into his retirement account.
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.